Hello.
Hello, good morning. My name is Al from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Well, I guess you'd have to look at each of the different things he's doing, but on the aggregate, no.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
There might have been one or two things that were not done the way that I would do them. For the most part, though, yes, I think he is doing a good job.
Okay, thank you. And we say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
I think we're going in the wrong direction, the wrong track. We're
thank
going
you.
East when we should be going west.
Thank you. Will you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
I'm not sure that they've totally turned yet. I think that we've identified things we need to do, but we're not there.
Okay, thank you. And politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
That I believe that it's a southern state?
Yes, sir.
No, not really.
Okay, thank you. And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I would say probably good, but not great.
Okay, thank you. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Okay, I live in the city of Richmond, so the city of Richmond itself, I would say, is probably fair to poor.
Okay, thank you. And
I don't feel the same way about Henrico or Chesterfield, so depending on how you're asking that question.
Thank you. Well, you said things in local K through 12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
The wrong track.
Thank you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not under public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal? Moderate amount? Only a little? Or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you so much. Now, supporters said it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents said it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Will you support or oppose this legislation?
I don't know that I would do either. I don't know how to explain it, but I think the problem, giving the money to the parents, I think makes sense to some extent. But then what do you do to the people that pay the same amount of taxes that do not have kids? You know, so that's, I don't think either one of them are a good idea.
Okay, thank you. And given what you know now, will you be more or less elected to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
It would be probably 25% of my decision. I think there are a lot of other things you need to take into consideration.
So would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Yeah, say somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Do I think that kids should be able to attend those public school that they're not zoned for it?
Yeah, they should not.
I don't know. I'm not sure what you mean.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should not have the access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yeah, I think everybody should have the best access to everything.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not quite understanding what you're saying. You said are or not.
Yeah, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
I would say that they should have the access to attend any school that they would like to attend.
Thank you so much. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, will you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
Yeah, I would agree to that.
Thank you. And if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe a licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
I didn't understand your last part. The phone cut out.
The question says, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
If it's a Virginia statute, then I would say that, yes, it's okay to give priority to the Virginia farmers.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identified as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identified as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I think the schools should inform the parents about anything that's important.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Yeah, is there a date or a time period in that? Is that like kids under the age of 18?
No, more information isn't written here. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, if they're considered a child, I would say yes, the parents should have that say.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
I'm in favor of checking in on child abuse. I don't know that I would say that a child wanted to choose a different identification as abuse, though, so I can't answer that one.
Okay, thank you. Now, we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is a moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
Based only on what I've read, I would say it's somewhat available.
So it's good, moderate, or inadequate? I'm sorry.
I would say moderate.
Okay, thank you so much. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care systems. In your view, should that work be a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or is not a priority?
I would say medium priority.
Thank you. And one idea that has been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I think I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I would say probably more.
Thank you. It includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I would say more likely.
Thank you. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support this plan?
Probably less.
Thank you. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Thank you. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand the telehealth services to serve more patients and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
Thank you. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you will now support or oppose it.
I would say on the aggregate, I would support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Let me make sure I'm understanding. Should they inform the employees that they have the right to belong to a union?
Right.
Is that the question? Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you feel public employers should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information to union organizers?
No, I don't think they should be given the information to union organizers.
Thank you. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than half of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the availability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
I think they should have to.
Thank you. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
I think they have the right to do that, yes.
Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you very much again for your time, for your patience. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric, and by 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I would say repeal it.
Okay. Thank you. In federal tax brackets, in deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets in deductions for inflation?
I think they should do it.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
74.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I would say Caucasian.
Thank you. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, other?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Have a good evening. Good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.